Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I told you that the WorldNet Daily article has led to many interviews around the country, an interview at a Fox Talk station in California. And today, with Janet Folger on Faith to Action, F2A.org, we're going to air that interview right now. I pray you enjoy it. You'll see the intensity of Janet Folger's commitment to fight this persecution of Christianity here in Colorado with Senate Bill 200, the expansion of prohibition, criminalizing Christian teaching on homosexuality and cohabitation. So we're ready now. We're going to play for you this interview from earlier today, and I'll be back at the end of the interview.
Faith to Action. Turning people of faith into people of action to win the cultural war for life, liberty, and the family. Now, here is the founder and president of Faith to Action, Janet Folger.
Good afternoon. If you're sick of talking and you're tired of losing your freedoms, well, stay tuned. You're going to need to get on your knees and then put your faith to action when you hear about the most far-reaching law against our Christian freedoms passed, which should go into effect, well, coming up very soon, the 1st of July, and, well, tomorrow. Yes, they're going to legalize the corruption of marriages to include homosexual unions in the state of California. A whole lot going on. And, well, let's just take a minute. We've got a guest who is going to fill us in on what's happening in Colorado. But you know what? Rather than focus on just the giants that are occupying our land right now, I think we have to look up to the God who towers and sits above the circle of the earth, as it says in Isaiah. I want to introduce our next guest. Bob Enyart is the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Before you tell us about just how bad it is in California, how, well, even my book has now become illegal in just 2 weeks' time. Yes, the criminalization of Christianity. I wrote the subtitle, Read It Before It Becomes Illegal. I didn't know it was going to happen so soon. It is worse than you think, later than you know. But before we tell everyone just what happened there, Bob, would you lead us in prayer?
Yes, Janet, thank you. Lord God, we ask you to help us to shine your light. We know the darker our world becomes and the more that wickedness prevails, the brighter your light shines. So we ask you to help us to trust in your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior, and also to take his message of truth and hope and forgiveness to those around us who so desperately need to know him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, a lot of people think that the only fight we're waging is in the state of California on marriage. Not so. I just did an interview in the state of Washington that's trying to get assisted suicide back on the ballot, pushing the elderly off the ledge. We see the attacks; they are becoming more fierce, but none more fierce than, well, what's happening right now, today, and in the state of Colorado now. The biblical message has become, yes, you heard me say it, you heard the warnings, now you'll see it happen. If you live in the state of Colorado, you're going to see it firsthand. The biblical message now criminalized. Tell us what happened, Bob.
Janet, it's SB 200, Expansion of Prohibitions, and I will quote directly from Section 8 of the law. It takes effect July 1st, 2008. It's already been passed by the House, the Senate in Colorado, and signed by our Governor Bill Ritter. And Section 8 is titled this way, Publishing of Discriminative Matter Forbidden. And then, Janet, this section of the law, as reported in WorldNet Daily, fabulous top story in WorldNet Daily last week, says that no one involved in any manner with any business or facility of public accommodation can publish, and they say that includes flyers, pamphlets, books, papers, any printed letter, bumper sticker, anything, any communication that is intended to discriminate based on sexual orientation, homosexuality, or marital status, like cohabitation, living together without marriage, if it's intended to discriminate regarding rights, privileges, advantages, conveniences, and so on. So, for example, Janet, homosexual marriage is wrong. It is wrong because God created us male and female and instituted marriage for one man and one woman. It is criminal in Colorado as of July 1st for my radio show. I do a radio show out here on a 50,000-watt station for 17 years. It's criminal for us to publish a book, to sell your book to our audience because we are a place of public accommodation. They have criminalized Christian teaching on sexual immorality in the state of Colorado.
That's in the same bill that says if you are transgendered and you're basically a man, that means you're a man wearing a dress,
yeah,
you can go ahead and feel free to relieve yourself in the ladies' room, whether
yep,
there's young children, women that are present, and also public showers, locker rooms. Are you kidding?
Locker rooms, that's right. Not only transgendered, anyone, any man, according to this bill, can go into a women's locker room or bathroom, a ladies' room, if they say that they're, you know, inside they're really a woman trapped in a man's body. Maybe a lesbian trapped in a man's body. I don't know. But, Janet, that is the least onerous, the least threatening of parts of this law, because it's horrendous and obviously wicked to allow men in a ladies' locker room or bathroom. But this law also criminalizes Christian teaching on sexual immorality, making Christian books and pamphlets and radio programs and DVDs criminal in the state of Colorado. There's an exception for churches, but that's not a good thing. That is mocking us. As Focus on the Family pointed out in the same article on WorldNet Daily, they are trying to marginalize churches, say that bigots belong in church. Bad behavior is okay in church, but nowhere else.
And again, we're not talking about bigoted or bad behavior.
No.
We're talking about speaking the truth, of reaching out to those who are struggling with homosexuality, those mm-hmm, who may be living together, something the Bible says, both are sinful, something that, again, in order to be reconciled with God, you first have to know that you're a sinner. And if you're not allowed to speak that, if you're not allowed to communicate that in, well, all of these ways, well, then we have just seen that message has been stifled. Let me just read you what you just mentioned, but here's the specific language, Section 8 of this heinous bill. It says, no person, being the owner, licensee, proprietor, manager, superintendent, agent, or employee of any place of public accommodation, shall, get a load of this, publish, issue, circulate, send, distribute, give away. You can't give away a tract,
right,
for example,
that's
saying
right,
there's hope for change, nor display in any way, manner, or shape, by which any means or method except as provided in this section, any communication, paper, poster, folder, manuscript, book, pamphlet, writing, print, letter, notice, or advertisement of any kind, nature, or description that is intended and calculated to discriminate or actually discriminates against sexual orientation. What that means is pretty much any communication outside of the small little ghetto area that they've roped off as the hermits in the woods, that they're allowed to still have a little bit of freedom.
Exactly.
Everybody else is silenced. Did I overstate that?
No, you didn't at all. Now, for this law to apply, the publication, the free speech, has to come from a business or a facility of public accommodation, which in some respects includes virtually the entire state of Colorado. So it has to come from some kind of the business or a facility. And if it is intended to discriminate on the basis of living together, let's say this. American Right to Life has been taking the lead in fighting this, Janet, out here in Colorado, because they're headquartered a half a block from the Colorado Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And their president has said this: we will not hire someone who's cohabitating outside of marriage. We will not do that. And we will teach people biblical morality and what is wrong with homosexual marriage and homosexual adoption. We will do those things. Therefore, American Right to Life, even though their normal issue is abortion and euthanasia, they're saying we will publicly violate this SB 200. We will not comply with this anti-Christian persecution.
I think that they need to rise up as well as everyone else in that state and say, no, we will not remain silent on something the Bible speaks very loudly and clearly on. I want to open up the phone lines. Some folks may want to speak themselves. Yeah, we're not talking about Sweden anymore. This is not Europe. This is not Canada. This is the United States of America, where, well, the communication of the message of what the Bible has to say has just become a criminal act. Beginning, the law has been signed, but it goes into effect just 2 weeks from now on July 1st. What do you expect to happen? Are they going to start arresting people? Are they going to hold off a little while?
Well, we think WorldNet Daily's reporting got it exactly right, Janet, that in the early years, this law would be lightly enforced until it gradually becomes entrenched in our legal culture that Christian teaching on homosexuality is a crime, and then after a while they would more aggressively enforce it and begin to squelch the Bible's message. So, no, we don't expect. In fact, that's why some pastors and Christian businessmen and leaders are saying that they will publicly violate this law, go to the governor's office, the DA's office in Denver, Colorado, and say, here are our books. Here are our pamphlets. These violate the law. We are breaking the law. Either you enforce this law or we're going to court for an injunction. In fact, Janet, I would like to offer your book for sale here at Bob and Yurt Live on this 50,000-watt AM station.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Well, you want me to come out there? We'll do a press conference and say, come arrest us. You know, how dare you tell us that we don't have what's called the First Amendment in the state of Colorado, that we cannot communicate our beliefs as are outlined in the Word of God. How dare you?
Exactly.
I'm
right.
In, and I'm in.
We will do that. We'd like to start. We'd like to lay the foundation by beginning to sell your book on the air. And 20 years ago, the liberals told us that what homosexuals do in the privacy of their own homes will not affect us as Christians. As it turns out, their agenda is to criminalize Christianity, to shove Christianity into the closet. And in many ways, it's difficult for a society to tolerate both. If homosexuality comes out of the closet, there is enormous pressure for Christians at work, if they work for United Airlines, say, to keep silent their beliefs, their Christian views, for fear of being fired if they're found out to believe that homosexuality is a sin and even a crime.
Tell you what, you're not going to believe this. I'm looking at my calendar right now. I'm scheduled to be in Denver on July the 1st.
Oh, my.
For a meeting.
Praise
and,
God.
And I say let's line up a press conference. I'll bring a case of books. And let's have a little book giveaway, shall we?
Janet Folger, not only will we do that here at Bob and Yurt Live airing on KLTT in Denver, but I can promise you, because of SB 200 being signed by the governor and coming into law, we have been speaking with some of the key Christian leaders in this state. I mean, significant pro-life groups. I could name some of them for you. Christian Coalition of Colorado. Mm-hmm. Who has committed to publicly fight this law. Many of the groups, Colorado Right to Life, churches, mega churches, the pastor of one mega church who said he's willing to be arrested if necessary. He will not stop preaching and teaching the Bible message of hope and salvation.
If we don't stop it now, I will tell you what you predicted is exactly true. They'll peg off a couple of less vocal people. It won't get a lot of news, and then they'll full scale say this is the way it's going to be from now on. If we don't fight it right this minute, we're going to forever wish we had. You line it up, Bob. I'm in. Let's go to some folks want to talk to us on the phones in Milwaukee. We've got Fred on the line. Welcome, Fred.
Yes, thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Could you...
You know what? I got to work on that timing thing, don't you think? Tell you what, Fred, we'll come right back to you. We'll take your calls when we do. The number 800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829, as we put our faith to action when we return.
Yeah.
turning people of faith into people of action, into criminals. Well, that's what the state of Colorado is doing. And, we're going to say come get us. Talking with Pastor Bob Enyart, it is absolutely astounding to see, as he pastors the Denver Bible Church, that his radio program and giving out my book, it just became a crime. And that goes into effect just a couple of weeks from now, the 1st of July. And isn't it interesting, as God orders our steps, I'm in Denver on the 1st of July, and I'm going to be there for the meeting where a whole bunch of Christian leaders are going to be. And I'm excited about this. I say let's line it up and let's change this horrendous, absolutely far-reaching, ominous law. And let's go to the phones, though, so folks may want in on this. Next to Milwaukee. Fred, we're going to let you finish your sentence. How about that?
Hello again.
Hey there.
Could you find enough people in Colorado based on the population to start a redress and also to create an impeachment proceedings for all the high-up government officials? Because if this takes hold in Colorado, it'll be like California. So goes the rest of the nation. And it may be a place they started because of a low population. But see, once you get a state issue and it becomes law in a state, then the other states will follow suit. Is that possible?
Well, of course it is possible. It's a great idea. In Colorado, it was the Democrats who did this to us. In California, it's almost all Republican judges who mandated homosexual marriage and also who tried to prohibit homeschooling by parents and who wrote the decision that under God is unconstitutional in the Pledge of Allegiance. So it seems like no matter where we are in the country, we have an assault on Christianity, and it has to do with leaders across the political spectrum that have been intimidated by the homosexual lobby into being willing to persecute Christians, to treat Christians as second-class citizens in order to promote homosexuality with a heavy hand.
Frightening stuff, but we're going to move forward. And let's figure out, as Fred suggests, let's figure out what that action plan is. As we have a press conference, I don't want to just say, hey, we're going to violate your law. I want to say, here's the action step. We're going to start circulating recall petitions. We're going to start talking about impeachment. Not talking, doing something about it. We're going to pray about what that would be as we go to Missouri next with Reggie on the line. Welcome, Reggie.
Hi, Janet.
Hey there.
I appreciate what you and Bob are doing, advising everybody across the country and around the world with what's going on in our country. And I've got a follow-up, essentially, to the previous caller in Milwaukee. Can't the people of Colorado recall the governor in accordance with the provisions of the Colorado Constitution? And the second part to that question is, how can SB 200 trump the provisions of the United States Constitution in regards to freedom of speech?
Good question, Reggie. You know what? Can't this thing just be overturned by the fact that it violates the First Amendment?
Right. Okay, on Reggie's two points, regarding the governor, you know, the governor was elected at claiming to be a pro-life Catholic. And in fact, tragically, the Archdiocese here put out a statement saying, we're strongly pro-life, but it's not wrong to vote for a pro-choice candidate as long as you urge him to become pro-life. That was a great tragedy. And so we have a pro-life Catholic who was lying through his teeth. Bill Ritter is aggressively pro-abortion. He's against Colorado's personhood amendment that's on the ballot in November, and he's radically pro-abortion. And also they're trying to brag to the DNC that's coming here to Denver in August. They're trying to show them that Colorado is a radically pro-abortion, pro-homosexual state. So there's a huge challenge in trying to get this guy out of office, but certainly it's something we do need to consider. And regarding the First Amendment, Janet, the way we say it here at Bob Enyart Live is it is our God-given right to free speech that is protected by the First Amendment. It's not our First Amendment right, because that implies rights come from the government or the Constitution. It's our God-given right to life, and yes, we will use the First Amendment. We will go to court, and we are. We've been talking to some of the largest and most successful Christian legal foundations in the country, trying to come up with a strategy. And, Janet, if you could be part of those talks, there are conference calls planned. We need a wise strategy that God can bless.
I am so in that it's not even funny, because this is exactly what I warned people about, and we talk about on this program all the time. And I got to tell you something. I came under a lot of fire. People said, oh, come on, that's hyperbole. It's exaggeration. And look again. It's happening before us in the United States. Next to Wisconsin, we've got Tanya on the line. Welcome.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to say I'm from Colorado, and I actually just purchased from a site a bunch of tracts that I wanted to start handing out to people. So if I went to Colorado, where a lot of my family lives, and I handed these out to just random people, would that be something that I would be in trouble for because of this?
You would be violating the law if the tracts said something about sexual immorality, like it's wrong for homosexuals to marry or adopt children. If it urged something that they would consider to be discrimination for people who are living together and not married, if you were to say that couple should not be able to adopt children because it's wrong to live together outside of marriage, that would be a crime if you distribute it as part of a business or a facility of public accommodation. So if you're part of a church,
there are rights when it comes to seeing, going somewhere and seeing two men kissing or holding hands. I mean, that's really offensive. Should they have a bill saying, you know, you're not allowed to do that?
Well, yeah, if you were to advocate that in Colorado.
Listen to this. If you were to advocate that, go ahead, Bob.
In Colorado, as part of any business or facility of public accommodation, you would be a criminal. That would be a violation of this expansion of prohibition law in Colorado, SB 200, Senate Bill 200.
Nobody's really doing that. What they are doing is saying, let's not redefine marriage. Let's not change our laws to silence people of faith. Now, let me ask you something. What if you handed out a Bible? What if you're with the Gideon Society? That's a private organization, and they hand out Bibles that include the chapter of Romans that clearly speaks out against homosexuality. Are they criminals for Bibles?
Well, of course they would not enforce that now, because they're going to lightly enforce this. But the New Testament explicitly violates this law. So if a Barnes & Noble or any bookstore sells a Bible, I'm looking at 1 Timothy, Paul's epistle to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And Paul says this, that the law is made for murderers, for homosexuals, for kidnappers, for perjurers. That statement is against the law to be published in Colorado to suggest that adultery is a crime, or fornication is a crime, or homosexuality is a crime, as it had been for 3,500 years in Judeo-Christian legal heritage. Now, it's completely legalized. And, of course, around the world, millions have died tortured deaths because of the promotion of homosexuality, because it's a deadly lifestyle. And it's not merciful. It's not merciful to encourage people to engage in homosexual behavior, because it destroys them and society. But this 1 Timothy is against the law in Colorado as of July 1st, 2008, by this expansion of prohibitions law.
800-347-9829. If you dial fast, you can talk with Pastor Bob Enyard. And as we look to what to do next, let's go next to the phones in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. We've got Daniel on the line. Welcome.
Hello. Clearly, this law calls for acts of civil disobedience. What are the penalties prescribed in the law for disobeying the law?
Great question. 1 year in jail and a $500 fine if you violate this law.
Mm.
1 year in jail and a $500 fine. And we were told that legalizing homosexuality would in no way affect anyone other than the homosexuals. As it turns out, this is an aggressive, intolerant movement to try to stop Christianity from existing in the public square.
Hmm. You know, there's just that pain in your heart that says, you know, you could spend a year in jail. I don't really want to spend a year in jail.
No. But
if that's what it takes, that's the cost of freedom, then you know what? Our founding fathers did, they paid a much higher price. They paid with their blood for us to have the freedoms we have. And they are, as you mentioned, they are God-given. But our Constitution, inspired by Christian leaders and the Word of God, says, well, let's just make sure we codify that. Let's just make sure we enforce that given that we're endowed by our Creator, not by the state, not by the governor of any state, Colorado or elsewhere, but we have God-given rights, and we had better start using them unless we want to see them to be a thing of the past. Bob, anything else you can tell us about this?
Yeah, I just want to quote the founder of one of the nation's most successful youth ministries located here in Colorado and the pastor of a megachurch, but I should allow them to make their quotes public. They told me on Friday, just what you said right now, Janet Folger, they said, we will not be intimidated. We will speak publicly against sexual immorality because we love our neighbor and it destroys people. And if that means we go to jail, we don't want to go to jail, but we will obey God rather than man because we love our neighbor and we love God.
You know, I know that we've had a lot of things coming up. You're going to hear more coming up in the next half. But this is so blatant, and it's so direct, and it's so bad. We had better do something. Next to Orlando, very quickly, John in Florida. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey there.
I want a copy of your book before, you know, I hang up.
Sure, you can get it while it's still legal at F2A.org. You can also order it from Amazon and from other, you can get it from bookstores. They may have to order it for you. But it's The Criminalization of Christianity, and we've got it listed at F2A.org. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was just telling whoever answered the phone earlier, I've been listening to a lot of gospel stations going down the road, and I've been kind of paying attention and I guess maybe putting stuff together. There's a lot of things that are going on that I don't know if the general public is taking heed to. One of the things that I was familiar with already was when it states in the Bible, when Jerusalem becomes a nation. That's going to be one of the factors of what's happening in the world versus what the Bible says. Jerusalem has become a nation already. This happened, a couple of years ago. And now all
talking about Israel, 1948.
Yeah, and everything that's progressing is in regards to, like, I believe what George Bush is doing as the president. I believe he's trying to be a world leader.
Well, we certainly need a lot of prayer, and certainly that's another topic for another day, and we've dealt with it, and we've talked about it. Some things that have been quite disheartening about what's happening, and the UN power, the global tax, the law of the sea, all of it, a need for prayer, especially to pray for our president. But Bob, we just got another message. I'm reading the email here that says that that he can't believe this. He can't believe it's happening. Tell us again very quickly while the music plays what the law is and briefly what it would do.
Expansion of prohibitions, SB 200 in Colorado, criminalizes Christian teaching on sexual immorality, cohabitation, and homosexuality. American Right to Life is one of the leaders in the fight to challenge this law in court with an injunction and even to violate the law.
Bob, let's talk off the air. I'll see you July 1st. We'll be right back.
And this is Bob Enyart ending the show. If you're interested in this battle, please help us here at Bob Enyart Live. Our website is kgov.com. You could go online. You could email this show to someone. You could listen to it again. You could encourage others to get into this battle, fighting for the gospel against the forces that would seek to persecute and silence Christians. So here in Colorado, we have personhood on the ballot, and we also have, we also have this persecution against Christians. So we're out of time. KGOV, KGOV.com. That's our website for Bob Enyart Live. Thanks for tuning in. It's Bob Enyart Live at KGOV.com.